This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports Russia is drawing fresh condemnation after strikes hit Kyiv's Children's Hospital.
Russian missiles blasted five cities across Ukraine Monday. Officials say at least 31 people were killed. Among the buildings hit, the Children's Hospital in Kyiv, forcing young cancer patients to take their treatments outdoors. The UN human rights chief Volker Turk called it abominable, noting these were Ukraine's sickest children. Ukraine's Air Force said it intercepted 30 of the more than 40 missiles fired, while Russia denied attacking the hospital and said the strikes hit military targets. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
These are sites that serve no military purpose.
The assault came on the eve of a NATO summit in Washington. I'm Ben Thomas.
VOA's Anita Powell previewing that summit, telling us that as President Joe Biden welcomes members of the newly enlarged NATO alliance, some critics have put more focus on Biden's age and health.
On Monday, the 81-year-old Biden said he's staying in the presidential race amid a growing list of calls for him to step aside after his shaky debate performance last month. The White House on Monday refuted questions that NATO allies are concerned that these cracks at the leadership level could put the 75-year-old alliance on shaky ground as it meets in Washington this week. John Kirby is White House National Security Communications Advisor.
We're not picking up any signs of that from our allies at all, quite the contrary. The conversations that we're having with them in advance, they're excited about this summit. They're excited about the possibilities and the things that we're going to be doing together, specifically to help Ukraine.
The alliance meets Tuesday in Washington. Anita Powell, VOA News, the White House.
Hamas has warned that Israel's expanding military operation in Gaza City and the displacement of thousands of residents could have disastrous repercussions for talks aimed at a ceasefire and the release of Israeli hostages. This is VOA News. The White House said Monday it did not expect any change in Iran's behavior after the election of the moderate for president. And that's according to National Security spokesperson John Kirby at a briefing.
We'll see what this guy wants to get done, but we are not expecting any changes in Iranian behavior.
Kirby also said that the United States was not ready to resume nuclear talks with Iran under the new president because the country was still supporting groups like Hamas and Hezbollah, as well as the Houthis attacking ships in the Red Sea, and was still supplying drone technology to Russia. A new British Prime Minister Keir Starmer continued his tour of the UK Monday as part of his pledge for immediate reset with governments in Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Wales. The new Prime Minister met with the First Minister of Wales, Vaughan Gething, and said that there would be improved cooperation between Wales and Westminster under a Labour agreement in government, unlike what he described as conflict with the previous Conservative Party administration.
Here in Wales, it's particularly important because what I said before the election is that a Labour government would be a game changer because you would have a UK government working with the Welsh government delivering for Wales rather than the conflict that I think we've seen too much of over the last 14 years.
Starmer also said during his tour that wants better relations with the EU, and he thinks Britain can get much better deal than the botched over negotiated by the Prime Minister Boris Johnson. At first glance, elections in France and Britain were a triumph for leftists and reformers over authoritarian and the right. Even Iran, where Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has a final say on all matters, the elected prime minister, heart surgeon, and longtime lawmaker, long associated with the reformist movement in France, leftist coalition, beat the far right into third place in legislative elections. The UK center-left Labour Party swept back to power in a landslide after 14 years of conservative rule. After Hurricane Beryl slammed into the U.S. state of Texas, knocking out power to nearly 3 million homes and businesses and killing at least three people, it moved east and weakened to a tropical depression. Fast-moving Tempest on Monday threatened to carve a harsh path over several more states in coming days.